everyone for sharing with that. We're going to see how we can be of further blessing. We'll begin with Jenny Mack. Jenny Mack has little one. Oh, there she is.
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help?
Can I have a message, please?
Sure. There she is. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
Say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Receive your gifting. You're receiving your gifting. You're receiving light, tremendous light right now. I mean, and I mean tremendous. Receive your gifting. Know that you've done your good works. Know that you've really released and pardoned a lot of energy. I actually want to say a lot of souls. I don't understand 100% how that's working. But you're doing very, very beneficial contributions, and with that comes your due return, your due achievement, your due promotional exercise is what they're saying. And say your name, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Allow yourself to receive, keep getting the same message, your heavenly gifting. So in English, you're receiving energy, you're receiving light, you're receiving power. Allow that to assimilate. Allow yourself to come into your true standing. Let me give you a specific on this. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
You're going to have breakthroughs. You're going to have like new understandings, new discoveries. It has to do with the fact that you're no longer circulating in the dark. In other words, you're holding ones out in liberal pleasure. In English, you're releasing judgment. You're offering love. And so, and this is what we don't realize. Like we're waiting. And Spirit's like, well, we've got all day. We actually have eternity. So they're waiting on us. They're waiting on us to make use of what we have. So this is where you have offered the light to one and all. So this is, you're releasing your heart and heart. You're opening up in English, like just wanting the best for one and all. And so with this, like you've opened up this energy or circuitry. I'm trying to get specific for you. Like, it's wonderful, but why are they telling you this? Say your name one more time, honey.
Jennifer.
Oh, okay. Nice to have you, Stephen. Okay, Jennifer, I'm so sorry. Say it one again, one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Trust the information that you're receiving. Trust trust the information you're receiving. Your awarenesses are opening up. Your awarenesses. Let me figure this out. Jennifer, say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. There you go. It's just confirming because I'm like, am I missing something? Am I getting it? Wisdom Master. So how I feel is you want to remember, they're just showing me like clogged pipes or whatever, and you got to go get Drano or whatever. And when I'm receiving you, it's like your pipes aren't as clogged. So you're receiving, let me put this in English. We have been living conditioned to just our five senses. What you're doing is opening up to further demonstration, and it's a little different in the beginning because you're not used to parting ways with the old currency, meaning that you're just picking up information from 3D, whereas you're receiving your heart's landing. So in English, you've been upgraded and you're learning how to rely on that. And I don't mean like it to be heavy. I mean that to be useful. I mean that to be profitable, where you're really learning how to trust all your attunements, all of your circuitry, all of your gaze and wisdom. So they're working with you to develop that. So this is where you're leaving that intellectual where maybe that means that, or maybe that means this, that kind of thing. You're dropping that and you're just receiving that knowing. You're receiving that communication, that ownership. How I receive it when I use your energy, I have people talking to me that are on earth, but that are not physically present with me or in group right now. And I've got them. I mean, I'm experiencing them as if they're standing right here and they're dialoguing with me. So again, there's only one of us. So this is where you're just going to start receiving input. I feel like the reason they're telling you that is to help you draw upon it, to help you really like drop the belief that only what you see, feel, hear is real. So it's like this other dimensional existence is coming into equal offering, equal entitlement. So for whatever reason, they just wanted that to be heard so that you can feel comfortable with it, so you can rely on it, so you can lead with it. Okay, so they're helping you adjust in any event. That's the first thing. And say your name again.
Jennifer.
Say it one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Trust what you know. The best way I can explain this, I watch myself, or I used to at least, where in the linear, I should be worried. In the linear, this is bad. This is just so not good. But I never had a feel. My feeling was it was going to be fine. But I would feel like almost obligated to be in fear because, well, that's just the appropriate response in a situation like this. Even though I just felt like I didn't have to worry. So this would be like an example where you're dropping all of that linear fear. Fear is really what I want to say about all this. And you're adjusting to the simple life where you just report to duty. So in other words, it's like being led by higher self, being led by higher self. It's like walking on water where you're not attached to like the linear way of doing things. And you're really, I just want to keep saying walking on water. And just what I mean by that is you're tapping into your hearing. And then it's sort of like, well, that was good, but now I have to go and live my 3D life. And they're basically saying to you, what 3D life? Because really, you're waking up to this higher awareness, this higher state where all is on board. I mean, it's just wonderful energy. They're working with you. I don't hate to say that word work, but they're helping you to really align. They're helping you to align. This, I'm making this up, a silly example, but this is where, it would be a particularly windy day or whatever. And you're like, I think it's time to go in, and there's no logical reason, but it's your intuition saying, if you don't go in, that may be just the last straw that your child's then going to catch a cold or whatever. So there's no logical reason, but you just feel it's time to go in. So this is where you honor that beyond the logic. In the inverse, well, you know, this is not such a great thing right now, but I just feel like it's going to be totally fine. And so then you honor that. So they're saying they're like reaching out and touching you, meaning that they're guiding. They're guiding. And it's not even that they're guiding. You're guiding yourself. You're really dropping the head, opening the heart, and providing for self. And they're saying that this is something that comes very naturally to you, like in eons, in lifetimes, when you would be more in nature, more with the earth element, that you would know when to plant something, you would know when to pick something, you would know when to circulate something. And it wasn't that the manual said, you didn't bring this up on Google to find out. You would just tune in to the energies and you would respond accordingly. So they're just reminding you that this is just second nature to you. And so this is what's returning. Now I understand. They're saying second sight. This is what's returning. Okay, so they're helping you do that. Let me see if there's anything else. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Drop the head, drop the mind, drop the logic, follow the heart. So this is where, I don't know, 70% chance of rain. We're gonna go to the park and come back and we'll be fine. I don't feel like it's gonna rain. So you're tuning into the weather, you're tuning into the earth elements, you're tuning into the atmosphere, and you're receiving that accurate perception. All right, that is your message, my love. And did you have a question?
I just wanted to say that makes sense. And you know that property I shared with you, went as far as to reach out to a realtor, and I spoke to a mortgage broker today, and we can't get a mortgage right now because of Lafayette's business, but I had this knowing last night that somehow the person that is selling the house is gonna somehow make this possible. I don't really know. And so I think that's what they're speaking to. It's like a total fake law. There's nothing logical or linear. I don't even know this person.
You are being guided, that I can guarantee you. You are being guided. Let me see what else I want to say about that. Third eye chakra, by the way. You are being guided. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
They're saying, like, follow your nose. There was a commercial, Fruit Loops, I don't know what it was, but it's a toucan. Whoever the toucan helps. It was like, follow your nose. So again, follow your intuition. Very good. Very, very good. So nice to say hi.
Mwah. Thank you.
You're welcome, right, honey. Hello, Miss Heather.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Obviously, that shouldn't have surprised me to go right after Jenny and all that good stuff. What do we have to say today? There's a lot going on, so energetically, and everything that you've just shared has been spot on as well. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm. When I tune into you, when I pulled a card for Jen, I got third eye chakra. When I tune into you, I literally just see a third eye. That's all. I just see one big third eye. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, that's what we want to say. You know, like, all righty then. So let's see if we can expand upon that just a wee bit. A moment. Too funny. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
Say it one more time.
Heather.
So when I looked inside the third eye, I saw someone like that would be an orchestra, where it's not a piano and it's not a drum either. I don't know what it is, but they're doing. And so you're learning to follow that higher attunement, that higher guidance. It's quite specific. It's quite specific. So I don't know what it is, but it's like got sticks and little puffy things at the end of sticks. It looks like a xylophone, but it's actually quite much more mature. But it's like tick, 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 tick. So the idea being like specific notes instead of, I'll just trust the light, I know everything's gonna work out. That's true. But you're being guided. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
You're being guided to pick up the phone. You're being guided to not pick up the phone. You're being guided to say a prayer or just cover someone in light. You're being guided to, okay, this is the time to drop all that judgment. I'm not going to fit that portal if I don't drop that judgment. And when I'm looking at you, it's like that girl from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where she just puffs out. I don't know what she chewed gum or something. I forget which one did what. But anyway, she's very puffy. So this is what you look like trying to get in the portal. So it's like, almost like, you know, you want to board a plane and your luggage is too heavy kind of thing, where, you know how we all still have stuff, maybe you don't, but I'll just use me. So yeah, I got to release. I know I'm trying, God, I really am trying. Well, you're just imagine that you're this like, oh, violin, something that's worth $10 million. Something just extraordinarily, well, delicate, meaning like it's got to have the right temperature care and it's got to have the right polish and it's got to be tuned correctly and all this stuff. Well, that's you. That's you. So the reason you come after Jen is because you're being fine-tuned. So that means it's like, well, I know we had this conversation the last time too. I remember it now that I think about it, where I was talking about like, well, I'm not doing anything everyone else isn't doing. And Spirit's like, well, yeah, but you're wanting to do what no one else is doing. And it's like, well, that's true. So that's sort of where you are. But here's what I want to say to you is that it's a matter of convenience. In other words, you have the answer key. Is what it feels like to me. So just imagine you had a manual, like you're in a spacecraft or whatever, and it's like, okay, turn on the engine, turn on the rocket boosters, flip this. I mean, they just have a go down the line, do their thing. It's basically what you're doing. You're being like shown, you're being handed fine attunement. So your job, just like Jen's, is to mind your good manners, meaning self-adjust, pay attention. No, I know this sounds hard, but it's not gonna be hard. When I receive it for you, they're saying it's not like you're in first grade or anything. It's really not hard for you. You don't realize how mature you are already, spiritually mature. You don't realize how equipped you are, how ready you are, how they're saying how discussed you are, but what they mean by that is like you familiarized yourself with a lot of these indicators already, so it's like you've already taken the class and now you're doing the exercises. But the exercises pertain exactly to what was taught in class. So you got to do it, but you're prepared to do it. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
Really follow your tallest order. So I feel like I should call this person. I feel like I should call them, but tonight's not a good time. I feel like I should wait till the morning. Like, I don't know what it is, but you're going to know. And it's valid. So they're really teaching you how to live on top. In other words, to live by that higher influence, by that higher focus. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
Fine tuning. When I say fine tuning, the energies in my body feel so fantastic. And I literally like just saw myself sprouting angel wings. I mean, they just started coming out like angel wings. So the idea being that like you're self-promoting, you're traveling in that higher station, that higher circuitry. They're reminding you that you're never without. You're never without. So as you learn to circulate, in other words, as you learn to stay committed to that higher council, that they're saying like your days become easy. It's not that you don't have things tumbling and tossing and going all over the place. It's that your days become easy, that you understand how to listen to guidance and how to follow it. And just like Jen's message, trust the ways of the heart, meaning that follow what you're guided to do and everything's working out for your best and highest good, always. So again, this is where you're dropping that false legacy where I gotta worry my way home, and instead administer your way home. In other words, follow the direction. It's not hard. The mind is gonna play tricks with you. The mind's gonna be like, well, I just wanna do it my way. But once you start allowing and proceeding, you're gonna get very good at it. You're gonna get very, very good at it. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
You're saying everything in divine timing, everything in divine order. So you may be wanting a breakthrough. They're showing me the power card. You may be wanting a breakthrough in a certain area, and this is what's leading to the breakthrough. And you're like, I'm really looking for a miracle over here. And they're like, well, then let's get started over here. So it's like that's going to take you to what it is you're asking for, whatever that may be. All right, my love, I hope that makes sense. That is your message. And did you have a question?
I have 1,000 questions.
I know the feeling.
It's because the notion of being the satellite dish where everything all at once, and whose thoughts am I actually in? Are they even mine? Whose guidance am I even getting? Plus everything you just said, it's a lot. And I think you had mentioned feeling bottom heavy. Was that you? Yes.
Probably.
So there's a certain thickness, yet I know this is really great. And I tend to feel this on new moons, which, honest to God, I thought the new moon was a week ago. So this whole timeline slippage thing is part of this as well. So I think ultimately, this Heather, like which one are we talking about with all of that? Especially as the messaging is multi-dimensionally times whoever knows how many people. Well, if it's still just me, but as you were saying, the voices and such can come in, and therefore the guidances can be a little bit, wait a second, which one am I following here? So even just before session is, where am I putting my feet? Where am I putting my feet? Landed.
Okay, so a couple of things. One is, yeah, the higher my frequency arrives at,
right,
the more I notice that astrological influence, how do I say this? I receive energies way before the occurrence.
Right.
So if it's an eclipse, if it's a moon, if it's whatever's supposed to happen on the 6th, I'm going through it on the 3rd. I can guarantee you. By the 6th, I'm pretty much done because I went through it on the 3rd. So that's just how it goes over here. Okay, so there is something I want to talk to you about, all that construction, meaning like, sounds very busy in there. Okay, so there's one thing, let me go backwards a second, and say your name again, please.
Heather.
Say it one more time, honey.
Heather. Now, if they want to talk about my actual veins in my body structure that I just look down, and one might have a concern if they're going to see my veins, and yet I also then have that feeling that this is part of what's going on and not to panic. But I think they want to say something about my vein flow.
Oh gosh, now I got confused. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. Say your name one more time, honey.
Heather.
Thank you. All right, so let's just tease this out here one at a time. One moment.
Yep.
Okay, so just like Jen, you're learning to take love's advisement. In other words, when I receive it on your behalf, it feels like God. I don't know how else to explain this. It feels like God. So this is, it feels like love. It just feels like love. It's almost like love coming to this planet and saying, this is the way. This is the way. So it's very, I want to say intrusive, and I know that sounds like a weird word, but intrusive because we've got thoughts. Da, 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 da. And I know what you mean about hearing other thoughts. I sometimes wonder if I'm schizophrenic because I'll suddenly hear thoughts and words and voices, and none of this is me. But of course, I'm not really me. But it's that love's command. It's that love's command is what you're following. So this is where I want what I want, because I'm right, because I want to be taken care of, because someone's annoying me, whatever the reason is. But I want what I want. But I also have that guiding hand, that guiding knowing that has what's when they say like a parent, it really does feel like a parent. It's sort of like I'm busy spinning, but that energy is it just feels solemn. It just feels wise, guiding. That is guiding you. That is really guiding you. It is so like right on, and specific is really what you're going to start noticing about it. It's way more specific than you would imagine. Okay, so that's what they wanted to get out about that. Okay, veins. Where is this vein you're concerned about?
The varicose left side.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is me. This is not them. But I used to have a problem with that, especially I think after my pregnancy or maybe something like that. Anyway, you can energetically work. This is not them. This is just me. You can energetically work with it and clear that. It was just profound what I was able to do. So when you do it, just know that it's like you've got the physical body and the etheric body or whatever. And you just hold that intention to just get it flowing again.
Yeah.
Have you done that, or you just know?
No, I think that's been happening. That's the feeling of I'm not panicking unless they want to tell me I should. But it feels more like what you're saying. Like maybe perhaps something has what had been kinked up. Maybe it's flowing. It just looks funny.
Okay.
That's one potential. Unless they want to tell me medically something otherwise.
Well, I feel like that would support it is what it feels like to me. So you want to just bring it love, tender care, but also see everything flowing nicely, you know, like almost like massaging it, but energetically. So yeah. You're just directing everything with that flow. Okay. So after you do that, say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
Thank you. I am not a medical intuitive, so I still block myself from it, quite frankly. But when I pull cards, I don't get any problem at all. I don't see any problem at all whatsoever. But I would do that. I would, for whatever reason, I just still see that, to do that. All right, let me just see if there's anything else for you. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Heather.
Thank you. Just want to be sure there wasn't anything else. You are good to go. I just don't feel like you are, though. There's something else. Say your name one more time, honey.
Heather, there is something else. I know there's energy. I could start flying off in a light language. This crew that we have on, I'm going to say on staff tonight, is amazing. These particular participants. So this is good stuff.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm receiving you on a higher level is what it is. Like, I feel it. I'm like, there's something there. I feel like it's just you. I feel like it's you. You do have a light beam that is bluish. I kind of feel like it's you, quite frankly. And I just feel the presence of it. But it's just there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And in the physical plane today, that I'm smiling. I've been smiling all day, but it's like my beingness is that solemnness, almost like I just seen the lion.
Yeah.
You know, lions don't exactly do this, but it's that whole portal gateway thing. And Jenny and Perry and I think Carmen is still here. It is very powerful, and I am feeling it. And I think there is a collective thing that could be about to happen. I woke up feeling that today. And I know my turn is going to end, but I'm going to just say the whole notion of walking ins and outs. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, I think, souls. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's an accident that came up. There's something about a lot of transitional phases, and maybe that's. We need to leave this turn there. Yeah.
It's very good. Listen to the advisement. I really do feel like you're incredibly multidimensional right now. And that's why you came after Jen, because it's really time to work it. I mean, in other words, it's time to honor it. It's time to honor it.
Okay.
They're saying, if you believe in time, they're laughing at me. All right, sweetheart. Much love.
Thanks, everyone. Thank
you. You're welcome. Hello, Jenny. Jenny, too.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you, honey?
I would love a message, please.
Okay. You're doing a lot of shamanic training work in higher dimensional realities. So there are things that you're going to notice that you're going to be attracted to. It may be a talisman, it may be a twig. You may suddenly pick up a twig and just be fascinated by that twig. There's a reason. Because you're picking up the symbolism of long ago. So the shamanic work that you're engaged in, oh gosh, I really got to eat my Wheaties to try to do these groups now. So funny. You're engaged in it, but it's not, oh gosh. They're showing me time, and I don't want to bend up my cards, but they're saying like time can go like this. So you can jump from here to there and it not being linear in ways my brain doesn't understand yet. But anyway, that's apparently what's occurring. So you're doing this shamanic work in what would be a distant future. However, you're receiving it now. You're receiving it now. So this is where you're picking up artifacts. You're picking up symbolic occurrences, symbolic remembrances, gestures. And so you're making that transition, you're making that connection, you're making that activation stay. And they're saying that it's making you plural. And what I mean by that is you're allowing, now I know why this road we're taking with everybody, it's like you're allowing your full sensory positioning to begin. So it's sort of like you're very aware, like I'm saying that to you, I'm very aware of where I am. I'm aware of King Arthur standing here next to me. Like I'm just like, because it's all now, it's all now. So, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Jenny.
You're learning to take it on the road. So in other words, this is all coming into conscious occurrence. You're dropping the familiar. So you're dropping just attending to your linear life. And you're receiving your gifts a many. So cute. You're receiving your gifts a many. So many gifts. And you're learning to take it in stride, because this is like when we get a fascination with like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like imagine you're Michelangelo and you paint and he comes upon a paintbrush and he just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I got a paintbrush. Well, yeah, you're a painter. You're going to need the paintbrush. So as fantastic as the phenomena is or the recall is, they're actually watching, asking you to kind of suppress that, because that goes into ego, where it becomes special. What they're trying to help you do is to normalize your current apparatus. So normalize the awareness that I'm making this up. You can go out into the woods and you hear from the fairies. You hear from the energies and the ethers. I don't know what you hear, but it's all opening up to you. And so that isn't actually the hocus pocus. That's just normal relevancy, because it's just like, another way of saying that is you're just getting your feet wet. In other words, you're just noticing the environment. You're just noticing where you hang out. So you want to develop that feeling of the familiar so that it can be, so you really familiarize with it. So you really understand the way of the land, the way of the communication with your guides, with the angels, with the higher circuitry, whatever you're receiving. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Me.
Because that's when you're going to go to work. That is when you're going to go to work. That is when you're going to pick up your skill set. That is when you're going to get that locomotion of awareness. Let me explain this. In order to start doing what it is that you do, in order to build up your skill level by degree, you have to agree to come on board. You have to agree. So it's just like when people start talking in light language. You know, the first time you hear about it, the first time you see it, it's sort of like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And now it's not that someone speaks light language. It's what it is that's being said, what it is that's being expressed, what it is that is being asked of one that receives the energy. So in other words, that's just the first step. That's not the last step. That's the first step. So the more that you can assimilate into your new, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Jenny. I'm
trying to find the right word. They're saying apparatus. I don't like that word particularly, but your new home, your new countryside, so this would be like Heather's message that she can hear that guidance. Well, that's wonderful. But now the idea is to follow the guidance. So this is where, for you, it's to, in English, to allow you that multidimensional awareness, to allow your field of vision to really come to stay, to come to accompany you, to display relevant happenings. Display relevant happenings. Let me figure that out. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Jenny?
I have no idea what you're going to be shown, but you're going to be shown things. It has to do with the fact that you can hear. It has to do with your determination, your commitment. There's something that you got to clear out to make this happen, which is why we're discussing it. So let me figure out what that is. For whatever reason, you're a little shy about the whole thing. Let me figure out why, because you're very good. You're saying you have these gifts for a reason. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jenny.
Come out and play. Come out and play. When I receive you, I just feel like you're opening up to this whole new dimensional reality. And they're trying to get you to stay, like leave the door open. Leave the door open. When my best friend moved to Turkey, we were joking. I don't know that we ever did it. But we would joke about leaving Skype on all through the night. So we were in each other's house, you know, so we'd wake up in the morning, I'd see her house. We never did it, but we would joke about that. That's how I feel, like you're leaving Skype on, you're leaving the door open. Okay, let me figure this out. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Jenny.
You're allowing yourself to be one that knows. You're allowing yourself to be one that knows. They want you to get comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And say your name one more time, honey.
Jenny.
So you have of gifts of great importance. I got energy coming through my whole body when I'm saying this. You can do what others can't. You're very skilled, and you've got particular skill set.
Mm-hmm.
You're higher than you claim. You're higher than you understand. You don't always 100% value your reach. You're like, anybody can do this. Not everyone is as hollowed out as you are. They're showing me, like, you know, on Easter you get those hollowed out chocolate bunnies. They're showing me one of those. What that means is there's very little ego. So to not have a lot of ego is a very, very precious commodity in the spirit world. And so you're able to do what others can't. There are others that have more victory. What they mean by that is, I don't know, maybe they can reach further, maybe their skill set's better, whatever it may be. But they're not, sorry to call you hollowed out, but you know what we mean by that. They hold more ego. So as good as they are, they can only get so far because that ego, it's sort of like to cross, you can't cross with your ego. So because of your victory, because of your good standing, it's a little bit like if something's in a narrow space, like you so value that small child because if you hold their feet, they're small enough to reach in the crevice and grab the car keys or whatever it is because their hand's so small. That would be you because you're light as a feather. You know, like the story of Maat, M-A-A-T, where she weighs the heart against a feather to decide. So this is the point. It's like you hold very, very small amounts of ego. And so with that, you have great range of motion. So it's important for you to stay in one place. What do I mean by that? Say your name one more time.
Jenny.
Trust what you're given. If you suddenly hear a certain guide, if you suddenly see something, whatever it is, it's not just passing phenomena. Trust what you're given. Here's how I feel. I feel like I'm making this up, but you walk by a tree and suddenly you start hearing the tree and it's like, oh, I could hear a tree. Well, yes, but please stay and listen to what the tree wants to say to you. It's like there's more, and you're learning to stay, you're learning to prosper, you're learning to hold that high note. Oh my gosh, you know, all messages are mine, so I'm totally getting the message for myself. What it reminds me of is I would start channeling some being, and I'm like, oh, okay, that was really good channeling, and they're like, we were just clearing our throat. We were getting started and I'm off on the next activity. I'm just your mirror in that respect. So don't do that. Don't do that. That's basically the message. It's like you're really opening up. You don't understand how much you have that is due you. The card I have for you, my love, is complete balance. Divine feminine, divine masculine. This is where you're heading, my love. This would be awakened status in your case. All right, say your name again, sweetheart.
Jenny.
They're saying, please proceed. Please proceed. Stay awake. Really stay awake. Open up to all. They're saying, I'll leave you with this. Open up to all that you deserve. People don't understand what you've done. People don't understand how far you've climbed. They don't know what you've experienced. They don't know what you have surrendered to. It's your surrendering that has brought you heaven's birth, that has brought you heaven's claim. So stay well. Stay well. Say your name one more time, honey.
Jenny.
Enjoy the good life. You're not going anywhere. You're staying on the planet, but you are opening up to a new delicacy, to a new circuitry. They're saying, just so you know, others claim to be there. They're saying yes and no, because you really need a completely awakened heart. This is heart chakra. You really need a completely awakened heart, and you're not far away from that. You're not far away from that at all. So stand, they're saying stand upright, stand erect. They're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. So for me, that's like the grand prize there. You know, that's the night that you want to finally come home and bring in that pentacle reward there. You're further than you are. There are others that, I don't know, they're setting up online mystery schools or whatever they're doing. And there's no doubt that they have the wares to offer. But you have a special treat. In other words, it's because you don't have ego that sometimes you stay blind. What we mean by that is like sometimes you don't honor where you actually are. So it's the ones that aren't sharing and boasting and onlining that actually may have more of the gold. So this is where they're asking you to stay alert, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Jenny.
Thank you. Stay alert, stay present, stay true. You're going to be shown. I'm losing my batteries here. So we're going to change them in a second. But you're going to be shown. So you want to stay. It's not just another dull day in your bedroom at all whatsoever. You want to stay open. You want to stay open for the mysteries to reveal themselves.